Today is Ajahn Mun's birthday. He was born 155 years ago. It's good to reflect on the people who started this tradition. When he and Ajahn Sao went out into the forest, there was no guarantee they were going to find the Noble Pass. There was no one to teach them the way. They had to find it themselves. They had some basis in the canon, and they had a very thorough book on the Vinaya, and some instructions on how to do the Tathagata practices, the practices of eating, say, one meal a day, living under the trees, or living out in the open. But they were convinced that if there's a way out, this must be the way. And they're willing to practice the Dharma in accordance with the Dharma. As the Buddha said, that's the principle that keeps the Dharma alive. Which means that whatever the Dharma teaches, even if it's little tiny things, you don't see it. The little tiny things are beneath you. We have this tendency in the West to want to go straight to the top. But it was the people who built on the foundation, a solid foundation, those are the ones who actually got to the top. We want to fly up to the top of the mountain. They realized if you want to get up to the top of the mountain, you have to start at the bottom and work your way up. So they didn't have any guarantees. We like to hear that once the mind settles down in concentration, you'll automatically see your defilements. Well, you have to be willing to get rid of your defilements first. The mind's going to settle down. And our problem is that we like some of our defilements. They're our pets. We feed them. We keep them. We feel they're adorable. But they still got teeth. They still have fangs. They can still do a lot of damage. And we tend to forgive them for the damage. It's like having an untrained dog in your house that you love, but you haven't trained it. It makes a mess all over the carpets. Well, you forgive it. Tears up your upholstery. You forgive it. But there has to come a time when you say, wait a minute, this is not working. This dog needs to be trained. It's only then that you can actually have some peace inside. And even though you wouldn't reap the rewards of having a trained dog until you've worked through the training, and the training is going to be difficult because you've been indulging the dog for so long. So you have to be determined. This is the only way out. This is the only way for peace. They say that Ajahn Mun had trained himself so he was entirely Dharma. Everything he did, said, thought was in line with the Dharma. It didn't come easy. We tend to sometimes read the biographies of the defilement, biographies of the Ajahns. It sounds like they came out and they're ready to be arahants right away. Well, it's not the case. They had their defilements too. They had to work with them, but they had the conviction. This is what needed to be done. So they're ready to search out the defilements wherever they were. And admit, yes, this is a defilement, even if it's a state of mind that you enjoy, a state of mind that you have some tender feelings for. You realize, okay, this is what's keeping you back. And when you can take his example, practice the Dharma in accordance with the Dharma, then you have a chance of tasting some of the results that he got. This is why the Buddha says a healthy sense of shame and compunction is an important part of the practice. Think of, as you go through the day, imagine Ajahn Mun can read your mind, watch your activities. What would he think? Remember, he has compassion for you, but his compassion is expressed in being strict, because that's how he expressed compassion for himself, how he lifted himself from just being an ordinary son of a peasant to being the founder of one of the most important movements in the history of Buddhism. So if he could lift himself up, he gives us a good example. Try to follow his example, because that's the way to true peace. Years back, I was leading a retreat. We're talking about the question of skillful and unskillful action. And there was someone who had been trained in Zen, complained, why are this concern with minutia when the vast emptiness is there just for us to open up to? Well, the vast emptiness is just a state of mind. And it doesn't get rid of your defilements. That's certainly not the goal. And it becomes the excuse for a lot of unskillful habits. It's your willingness to focus on the minutia. Because that's where you're going to see your defilements most clearly. As it resists the little things. But as Ajahn Mun told Ajahn Vuong, nobody ever got a log in his eye. Or it's very rare to get a whole log in his eye. But a lot of us can get sawdust in our eyes and it can blind us. So pay attention to the little things. There's a lot to be learned right there.